Good morning. This is Max Dirks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have some reminders for our livestock producers. Livestock Disaster Program enrollment opened on April 15th. There are several disaster programs authorized by the 2014 Farm Bill as permanent programs. These programs provided retroactive authority to cover eligible losses back to October 1 of 2011. First program is the Livestock Forage Program, LFP, which provides compensation to eligible producers who suffered grazing losses due to drought. Cass County producers are eligible for 2012 payments due to the drought that year. In order for producers to qualify, their livestock must have grazed land for commercial use as part of a farming operation. Producers must be listed on a farm, have an interest in the livestock, and certify the pastures were used for grazing. LFP payments are calculated based on 60% of the lesser of the monthly feed cost for all covered livestock, or calculated by using the normal carrying capacity of the eligible grazing land of the livestock producer. The Livestock Indemnity Program, LIP, provides compensation to livestock producers who suffer livestock death losses in excess of normal mortality due to adverse weather events after the 1st of October 2011. In order to be eligible for payment, producers need to provide proof of the livestock death. The Emergency Assistance for Livestock, Honeybees, and Farm-Raised Fish Program, ELAP, is available for eligible producers of livestock, honeybees, and farm-raised fish who have suffered losses because of disease, adverse weather, or other conditions after October 1, 2011 that are not covered under the LIP or LFP programs. One example of losses covered under this program includes honeybee losses due to colony collapse disorder. The Tree Assistance Program, TAP, provides financial assistance to qualifying orchardists and nursery tree growers to replant or rehabilitate eligible trees, bushes, and vines damaged by natural disasters. Applications for program year 2012 and 2013 ELAP are due August 15th of this month, while program year 2014 ELAP applications are due November 1st of this year. The deadline to file a notice of loss and application for payment for 2011 through 14 LIP, LFP, and TA programs is January 30th, 2015, although any payments made or applications made after October 1 of this year are subject to a 7.2% sequestration reduction. Next, 2014 CRP reminders. Beginning this past June, producers may sign up for the CRP program. Programs include in the sign-up are continuous CRP, a one-year extension of previously enrolled general sign-up contracts, and the transition incentive program. Under the continuous sign-up authority, eligible land can be enrolled in CRP at any time with contracts of up to 10 or 15 years in duration. In lieu of a general sign-up this year, USDA is allowing producers with general CRP contracts expiring this September to have the option of a one-year contract extension, which is only authorized until August 8th. So you have a couple days left. Eligible participants may extend all or a portion of the acreage expiring from CRP on September 30th. However, no new acreage may be added. The Transition Incentive Program provides two additional years of payments for retired farmers and ranchers who transition expiring CRP acres to socially disadvantaged military veteran or beginning producers who return the land to sustainable grazing or crop production. If you have CRP that expires September 30th of this year, or you wish to enroll new CRP for the upcoming year, contact your local FSA office as soon as possible to discuss your options. Now, unauthorized disposition of grain. If loan grain has been disposed of through feeding, selling, or any other form of disposal, without prior written authorization with the county office staff, it's considered unauthorized disposition. Financial penalties for unauthorized dispositions are severe, and a producer's name will be placed on a loan violation list for a two-year period. Always call before you haul any grain under loan. Next, highly erodible land and wetland compliance. Landowners and operators are reminded that in order to receive payments from USDA, they must be compliant with highly erodible land and wetland conservation provisions. Farmers with highly erodible land, HEL, determined soils must apply tillage crop residue and rotation requirements as specified in their conservation plan. Producers should notify FSA prior to conducting land clearing or drainage projects to ensure compliance. If you intend to clear any trees to create new cropland, these areas will need to be reviewed to ensure any work will not jeopardize your eligibility benefits. Landowners and operators can complete Form AD-1026, which is the highly erodible land HLC and Wetland Conservation WC certification, to determine whether a referral to Natural Resources Conservation Service is necessary. For more information on highly erodible land and wetland conservation provisions, contact your local FSA office. And finally, direct guaranteed and beginning farmer loan financing. The Farm Service Agency is committed to providing family farms with loans to meet their farm financing needs. FSA currently has a variety of direct and guaranteed loans available to assist eligible operations. Farm ownership loans or farm operating loans may be obtained as direct loans for a maximum of up to $300,000. Guaranteed loans have a maximum limit of $1,355,000. In addition to regular direct and guaranteed loans, beginning farmer loans are also available from FSA to assist beginning farmers in financing their agricultural enterprises. FSA defines a beginning farmer as a person who has operated a farm for not more than 10 years, will materially and substantially participate in the operation of the farm, agrees to participate in a loan assessment, borrower training, and financial management program sponsored by FSA, and does not own a farm in excess of 30% of the county's median size. For more information about FSA loan programs, loan applications, or other materials, contact our office. In closing, for more information on any of the topics covered today, or any other questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. For those producers in Cass County, our office is located at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic, and our phone number is 243-1377. You can also find us on the web at fsa.usda.gov. Thanks, and have a great day.